שלום לכל החברים, אנחנו בשיעור.
Hello to all the friends, we are in our evening lessons. We meet again. How good it is to meet all the friends in the world, Kli. Gradually all the friends are beginning to join and galaxy is filling. The hearts are beginning to experience, relive the morning lesson. In our evening lesson, as usual, we'll go over some of the material from the morning lesson. And this morning lesson was amazing. It was so juicy, thick, so relevant to everything we're doing in our spiritual lives, in our 10. So we'll see select excerpts from Rav's, that Rav spoke in them, and we'll relive them, experience them all over again, workshop them between us. We'll have songs and impressions from the friends, and today especially we'll have very special impressions in regards to our daily task. But before we do, we're going to tell you who is here with us. Our great friends from Queens, from BBUK, from Asia, of course, from Ukraine, USA Midwest, Chelyabinsk. Friends are with us from Khedera and Turkey, from Israel, Tel Aviv, Haver, Anana, Petah Tikva. And this is just the beginning, friends. So we're warming up our engines, igniting our hearts all over again, and are attempting to relive the morning lesson. So the daily task. Each friend talks about with another friend about another third friend and speaks with positive envy how much he understands, how much he's advanced, how much he feels and how great he is. So again, each friend speaks to a friend about a third friend and says about him how much he's advancing with envy, how much he's advancing, how much he's understands, feels, and how great he is. So we've started with this topic, and of course, you've done this task in your 10, friends from other 10s, and we are going to reveal that during our morning, our lesson. And today, through our oppression, we're gonna actualize, realize this task. So it's not just a simple impression. We want to actualize Rav's advice and the advice of Kabbalists and just live this state that we speak of. Soon we're going to have a clip from the lesson. We'll see the clip and we'll have a workshop question. But first we're going to ask a few friends to be our focus group. Where we're going to ask to be our focus group, we're going to ask friends from Tel Aviv 1. You're not going anywhere. You're going to be in the focus group, and we're going to ask the friends, the great friends from Khedera 1, to jump over to Tel Aviv, be guests over there, jump over to Tel Aviv. You are going to be our focus group. And of course, all of us, we're all going to do the workshop, we'll straighten things out, we'll relive the morning lesson. But let's start with a clip from the morning lesson. And how did Rav open the morning lesson? How he spoke to us? Basically, it's faith above reason, and let's live it again.
Lately, we've been talking a lot about the importance of faith above reason, because this is actually the spiritual stature degree that we have to reach a range above our own stature, which is called reason. Reason means rationale, desire, mind, our human mind that we act out of according to a judge has what his eyes see. And all of our senses, our five senses, according to how we're arranged in this world, all of this is called my reason. Reason that. and a higher degree where it's not I that is in control of my mind, desire, thoughts, but it's only the Creator that's in control, and not myself whatsoever. This degree that's above me, the degree of none else besides Him, the good that does good, is called the degree of faith, that I can be a part of, that I can pertain to the measure to which I believe. Believe means what? That I acquire the quality of bestowal, that I acquire the quality of binah, that I rise above myself and say that, really, they have eyes but see not, ears and hear not, but I accept that it is the Creator that rules and controls, and that He's in power, and to the measure to which I can determine for myself that it's only the Creator that is acting in the entire reality, this determines my spiritual degree in faith above reason. And therefore, all of our work, starting now and until the end of correction, is how to more and more acquire the degree of faith above reason. It has 125 degrees that each of them divides more and more, but let's say all in all 125 degrees that we have to go through, that we have to climb, where every time our power or force of bestowal called faith will be greater as opposed to our force of reception called reason. So let's see what does Rabash write about this, my teacher Rabash.
Yes, this is how Rav opened the morning lesson, similar to many lessons in as of late. It's a very important topic, faith above reason. Rav himself told us many times how he came to Rabash and heard it many times, faith above reason, and it took him so much time to understand what does it mean? What does it speak of? And we're living in a time where Rav hands it to us on a silver platter, the whole method. We are gathered in tens. We have a glorious world kli. We are in the last generation in which we want and we feel ourselves ready and prepared, ripe for the state called faith above reason. And we're building the spiritual degree above our reason in the work, in the ten. And we walk on this path, as Rav told us in the morning lesson, that the path is already paved in 125 degrees with faith above reason. And we want to ask you now at the workshop, for the workshop, a simple question. How do I see my friends in faith above reason? Again, how do I see my friends in faith above reason? When we answer this question, we will look at our friends, we'll think for a moment, and we think, how do we share with them our experience and experience right now faith above reason? So Tel Aviv One Group, who's hosting friends, and we're all looking upon you, we're all, and all the friends in Galaxy, we're going to open our hearts and answer, how do I see my friends in faith above reason? Please, friends.
So it's a kind of exercise of coming out of ourselves to kind of zoom out and look at my friends from the outside in. And imagine this picture as though I'm already in faith above reason, and then in that state, I see this group of giants that are already in the Gemar Tikkun, that I really want to be like them, a part of them. I see their greatness.
So we can't quite hear him. Mark. We accept the friends as great in faith above reason. As Kabbalist advisors, we pick a quality of a friend and we expand it and blow it up. And this is how we advance in the Ten.
Also, how do I see the friends now? We're in the world of the Creator. We see this world, how everything works. It's faith above reason. It's what I see now. The way I perceive the friends, I have to acknowledge that there's none else besides Him. And to understand what is the meaning of the friends of the Ten, that these are those forces that the Creator has introduced for me to work with in order to reach my correction. So these are really the greatest of the generation that help you move forward and do the good work that we're doing together.
To see the friends above reason, that they are corrected, there is such a reality that everyone is corrected, and I'm the only one that is uncorrected. And everyone's just playing with me and is waiting for my advancement. And if I see this picture, then I feel great shame. Because friends who only want my benefit and bring me to the, towards the goal, such great friends, and I'm the small one.
Yeah. I'll add that I see the friends as a blend of great envy for how corrected and great they are, and shame that I'm not there yet, that I'm not doing what I have to do, that But I'm trying to hold on to them and really learn from them, to be with them. And wherever they are, I try to glue myself to them. And out of this blend of shame and envy, there is every time a small advancement.
Lechaim, you can hear me? You can hear me okay? So, first of all, I'm happy, so joyous to see all the friends here from Chadera. I always want to connect with them during the evening, the afternoon lesson, and never get a chance. And here you are here, so just great pleasure. Like a friend said, I see the friends above reason in form of envy. I see them more connected. I see them closer to the Creator, that He relates to them more. And I want to be like them. I want to offer myself to them. Everything that I can give, all of my effort, all of my work, just to help them and be like them.
Well, if Rav said that it took him a lot of time to reach above reason, what can I say? I'm still far from it. But when I look at the friends, they really give such an amazing example of greatness. It took us 4 seconds to move from the city of Zichron to the city of Tel Aviv. We switched rooms. And suddenly I see these amazing friends with this tremendous smile. And we have this great friend of our Yoshua. Talk to us.
Continue, Eric. I just joined. I haven't zeroed in on the question.
So, let's go to Dudu.
I wanted to say that I'm in Gmar Tikkun because I see a friend from Hadera and a friend from Zichron. It's already a good sign. But what did I want to say? It's like the tip of a string that I want to hold on to, that each of the friends has it towards me, and I can hold on to it and expand it and through it serve this goal to come out of myself above reason and include myself in his good quality.
Thank you very much, friends, Tel Aviv, Hadera. Really amazing to hear the friends. Every friend, it's a real pleasure to hear how every friend is enjoying himself more than the others. So today we're talking about envy. Yeah, the morning lesson was about envy. In Hebrew it's called Kinat Sofrim, when counters envy. And today we really want to feel this thing. We want to live. We want to live this envy and get it from our friends. So friends from Tel Aviv and Hadera, you were really good. Maybe we'll leave you as the focus group for the next question too, but we have to warm up a bit and see. We have to feel everyone, our friends from Kazakhstan and Czechoslovakia and Novosibirsk just joined us, and South America and Latin and Volga. And really, friends, we are advancing due to this really good envy that we're getting from each other. And in a moment, we're going to read an excerpt about Faith Above Reason. It's something that we read today during the morning lesson, so we'll relive it. But before that, and before we warm up a bit, or in order to warm up a bit, let's sing a song, something good, warm from the heart. I don't believe in myself, but I believe in you. I'm falling into myself, but I want to draw to you. It's when we can stand together above our frozen hearts, I'm sure the light will come and make things right. We are the parts of the one man body. We are the soldiers of the light. We're gonna break these walls together and let the love free our minds. We're gonna burn like fire, fire in the one desire. Love is stronger than the dark side of life. Nothing else besides light, light and love, love and light, light. In the end, there's nothing else besides light, light and love, love and light, light. In the end, there's nothing else besides light. No matter what will come in our winding path, always watch your back. So let's just stand together. I'll hold you in my arms, and suddenly the light will come and heal the heart. We are the part of the one man army. We are the soldiers of the light. We're gonna break these walls around us and let the hope fulfill our lives. We are the part of the one man army. We use the guns, we load the tears. We're gonna break these shells around us and let the light come out of here. We're gonna burn like fire, fire in the one desire. Love is stronger than the dark side of life. Fire, fire with the one desire.
light. Don't believe in lies. I believe in love. Love. Love and light. Light. In the end, there's nothing else besides the light. Don't believe in lies. I believe in love. Love and light. Light. In the end, there's nothing else besides the light. I don't believe in myself, but I believe in you.
וואו, 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 אני לא מאמין בעצמי, אני מאמין בכם, מאמין
בכם. Amazing, I don't believe in myself, I believe in you and the world's clear. What a tremendous force, and more friends are joining us, simply amazing to relive the lesson together, it's such a precious gift. You really can't measure it in words. It's an amazing, a special feeling to relive the morning lesson. And in a moment, friends, we're going to read a short article, The Matter of Above Reason. We read this during the lesson today, and Rav talked about it later on. And today, you know, it was a very special lesson. Rav asked, friends asked, Rav answered, and you could really feel the friends' intensive work, and we'd like to feel this again, and in a moment we're going to read it again, and afterwards we're going to ask a question for a workshop, and we are going to ask our friends, maybe this time from Eilat, the friends that are in Galaxy Eilat. You are going to be our focus group.
אתם החברים, אתם תהיו קבוצת המיקוד שלנו בשאלת הסדנה. נקרא את הקטע, קטע מתוך דברי רבש, אחר כך נעשה
שאלה. And let's read from Rabash's words, then we'll ask a question for a workshop.
בבקשה, אם אפשר לראות את הטקסט.
So if we can see the text, please.
יש להשתמש עם כלי זו.
About the matter of above reason. Concerning above reason, we should use this tool both between friends and between an individual and the Creator. However, there is a difference between them. Between an individual and the Creator, this tool, this kli, must remain forever. In other words, we must never underestimate this kli called faith above reason. But between friends, if he can see his friend's virtue within reason, it is all the better. And yet, the nature of the body is to the contrary. He always sees his friend's fault and not his virtues. This is why our sages said, judge every person favorably. In other words, although within reason you see that your friend is wrong, you should still try to judge him favorably, and this can be above reason. That is, although logically he cannot justify him above reason, he can justify him nonetheless. However, if he can justify him within reason, this is certainly better. If, for example, he sees that the friends are at a higher degree than his own, he sees within reason how he is in utter lowliness compared to the friends, that all the friends keep the schedule of arriving at the seminary and take greater interest in all that is happening among the friends to help anyone in any way that they can and immediately implement every advice for the work from the teachers in actual fact, etc. It certainly affects him and gives him strength to overcome his laziness, both when he needs to wake up before dawn and when he is awakened. Also, during the lesson, his body is more interested in the lessons, since otherwise, he will lag behind his friends. Also, with anything that concerns Kedusha, holiness or sanctity, he must take it more seriously because the body cannot tolerate lowliness. Moreover, when his body looks at the friends, it sees within reason that they are all working for the Creator. And then his body too lets him work for the Creator. And the reason why the body helps him shift to in order to bestow is, as mentioned, the body is unwilling to tolerate lowliness. Instead, everybody has pride, and he is unwilling to accept a situation where his friend is greater than him. Thus, when he sees that his friends are at a higher level than his own, this causes him to ascend in every way. This is the meaning of what our sages said. Counters envy increases wisdom. In other words, when all the friends look at the society as being at a high level, both in thoughts and in actions, it is natural that each and every one must raise his degree to a higher level than he has by the qualities of his own body. This means that even if from the start he has no craving for great desires or is not intensely attracted to honor, still through envy he can acquire additional powers that he doesn't have in his own nature. Instead, the force of the quality of envy in him has procreated new powers within him, which exist in the society, and through them he has received those new qualities, meaning powers that were not installed in him by his progenitors. Thus now he has new qualities that society has procreated in him. It turns out that a person has qualities that his parents bequeathed to their children, and he has qualities that he acquired from the society, which is a new possession. And this comes to him only through bonding with the society, and the envy that he feels toward the friends, when he sees that they have better qualities than his own, it motivates him to acquire their good qualities, which he doesn't have, and of which he is jealous. Thus, through the society, he gains new qualities that he adopts by seeing that they are at a higher degree than his, and he is envious of them. This is the reason why now he can be greater than when he didn't have a society, since he acquires new powers through the society.
אז זה היה מתוך מאמר של רבש שנקרא עניין למעלה מהדעת, קראנו אותו היום במהלך השיעור.
So that was Rabash's article, Faith Above Reason, that we read during the lesson, and then it developed into a series of questions and answers of the friends with Rav. It was fascinating and very interesting. And based on the article we just read, we allowed it to wash us over, for Rabash to enter our heart, where he explained faith above reason and how we need to view the friends as great. And out of that, we develop envy, because envy of authors grants us qualities that we don't naturally have. So in the workshop, we're going to discuss the question, what can we acquire through the force of envy? We've heard about the force of envy. It exists within all of us. We all feel it. We all know it. So the question again is, what can we acquire through the force of envy? So Galaxy Elat, wave for us. Wave to us. All the world cleaves behind you, supporting you, sees your greatness and feels you. So please, the Elat group,
טוב, אני אתחיל. הקינה זה דבר מצוין. אני חושב רק בגלל הקינה אנחנו יכולים להתקדם בעבודה.
I think that the only thing that can advance us is faith above reason. Being envious of the friends, wanting to be like them. There are plenty of friends to be envious of, really. To try to be like them. This is what gives them the connection and everything.
Yes, I want to continue, my great friend. All of our work is envy in the friends, the greatness that they have towards the goal, the yearning that they wake up with every morning. I know it's very, very difficult, sometimes impossible. Yeah, the desire just resists you and drops you to a level of minus 50. And sometimes not even until at the end of the lesson where you feel that the Creator is great and the friends are great and how much strength they have. And I get this fear, the trepidation that the environment is so advanced and I try to cleave to it all the time.
Actually, we don't feel the envy, but what we feel is the yearning to feel the friends all the time. The envy actually allows you to feel that place where love can cover all crimes. We have to cover the friends with love all the time, that if you get some kind of negative thought, then immediately you have to draw the light on that. And this is how we cover this thought with love. Love you all. Oh, and one more thing. You know, it's amazing. I feel this lesson like we're the entire world, Kli 110, having a workshop. It's simply amazing, guys. Big L'chaim.
So yes, friend, the force of envy is something special, and when it acts between the friends, it's just like a jet plane. It's this jet that flies us up and raises us, and the friends from Eilat, this warmth, this chamsin, the desert heat that they have in their heart towards each other, are just amazing, tremendous friends. Thank you for sharing your heart. Really great. And we will soon watch another clip of Rav where he speaks about the topic of envy during the morning lesson we just had this morning. We, as usual, will want to hear friends from all over the world, Kli, who will speak. We want to feel them and be included in them, to be a part of their giant and great heart of our friends. So we will pick a few friends, and soon we will explain what you're about to do. So I saw that we had Holland 1. Show us Holland 1. Are you there, Holland? Holland 1. Where are you? You've disappeared for a moment, but I saw you. I know you're there. If we can see Holland 1, if you can show us, please. Okay, it takes some time, but I spotted there one of our giant friends, Anna Pierre. I hope he is still there in that room. And if you're still there, I see you moved to BBUK. Okay. Hello, dear friend. In BBUK, you prepare after the clip from Rav. I will soon explain what you need to do. And we will then jump to the Ukraine. The Ukraine, show us the Ukraine, please. Ukraine is present. Where are you? Dear Ukraine, friends from Ukraine, where art thou? Do we have them? In Ukraine, we have a friend. Oh, here, now I see them. Hello, Ukraine. Igor, hello, my dear brother. How are you? You were chosen after Rav's clip, first Anna Pierre, and then you. We will want you to share, to tell us, like the daily task, to tell us of a praise of a friend. It doesn't matter if it's from the World Kli or from your 10, someone who you really envy, and why do you envy them? What ignites you and sets you off, and you want to be like him and be cleaved like he is cleaved to the Creator. So you prepare yourself, and we want you to ignite our hearts towards our friends. And we want to make out of our meeting, really, this envy of authors. But before, let's let Rav speak and explain to us what is this envy and how do we use it.
There has to be a society. I have to envy them. Because by the envy and to the measure to which I envy them, I develop this ability in me to rise to their degree. And even though that I didn't study or I didn't do anything, but if I know how to correctly use envy, then by the envy I draw the upper light, and it elevates me to the level of the friends. But look at how it works. Where do you think that our children, when they are born, as they grow, they acquire everything that they have and surpass us, becoming even smarter and more understanding about the engagements of this world and everything. Where does that come from? It's only because they envy us and they want to be and do like us. That's monkey education, that a child does exactly what he sees that the grown-ups do. He wants to copy it. And then from that, he feels envy, and that's called that when counters envy, it increases wisdom. By that, they become understanding and wise and even wiser than us. So that we look at others, at friends, and we see that they're greater than we are, by that we will grow for sure. Now the question is, so what kind of society do I need for society to be as big as possible, made out of people that are as great as possible, and that I'll see myself in regards to them as the smallest, and then I'll advance for sure. And not that I'll only advance intellectually, but also advance in my qualities. And my qualities and my traits that I don't have, but I look at them, they have them, and as a result of my envy, I'll have them myself.
What an excerpt, what an article, what a clip. Absolutely amazing. Like kids who look at the grown-ups and see them, and that pushes them to grow. And just like that, we look at our friends and invite the upper light to come and uplift us. And soon we'll also speak about our great friends, who will also speak. And we see how much strength we have in our friends, that we need just to cleave to them and to be tied to them. So the first friend who is going to speak and share about his envy towards a certain friend is a friend named named Anna Pierre. He's in galaxy called BBUK right now. And I'll tell you that this friend is, first of all, he's a very old friend, very senior friend. He's very dedicated to this path. He's one of the founders of the Holland Group. And what I envy in him is his inner quietness, this sharpness towards the goal. I envied him greatly the last time he was here during Sukkot, Passover, when he was here with Kos and other friends from Europe, Domas, from Lita, and I envied these friends because they brought their desire, such a burning and strong desire, and they turned this holiday here in Petah Tikva that entirely came out to the deficiency, from the deficiency to, and Rav flowed with them. So Anna Pierre, please, your heart calls us, we want to hear it. Who do you envy? Who is your inspiration? Please.
Well, Toda Rabba, for your very nice words. They are heartfelt and give a lot of power. I have someone in mind. You know, we all know that sometimes you can see when a friend is struggling. He's fighting with his ego. He's trying to overcome, to do his duties, to stay in the group. But you see, he has a hard time. And but he's strong, and he gains a lot of strength from being in the group, so he continues. And a friend like this, which I saw like a week or 2 weeks ago in this state, was Orfei, my very dear and great friend from the French group. And my thoughts were really with him. I saw him struggling, as I just said, we see it more often with friends. And at a certain moment, there was something delay in the English translation, and I just tuned into the French translation. I also understand a little bit of French, and then I heard the voice of Orfei, and I was really blown away. Because what I saw in him, or what I perceived in him to see, like he was struggling, there was so much love and softness and bestowal in his voice. I could not imagine it was the same Orfei. And I thought by myself, he is very strong. He must be very, very connected to be able to do this, to overcome like this. And from this moment, I have this feeling, I want to be like him. I want to be like Orfei. When I'm in this struggle of overcoming, I want that the friends hear the love in my voice. This is really, I hope I can achieve it sometime, someday. But Orfei, thank you very much for your great example.
Wow, toda rabba, Anna Pierre.
Oh, wow, thank you, Anna Pierre. And of course, thank you, Orfei. Look at what a great friend. How simply we ignite each other. It gives us so much strength. So we'll skip to Galaxy Ukraine and we'll hear our friend Igor, who is a very dear friend. And he was actually here for a period in Israel. He was forced to go back. He is of the founders of the Dnepr group, a very old friend. And not only is he always in dissemination, but he buys his friends, you know how? Through food, through the kitchen. Because in all the congresses, and he always manages the kitchen, and he cooks, and he prepares, and his heart is devout to the friends. So, dear Igor, what does your heart cook for us? What friend prepares for you that delicious dish called love of friends?
Я хочу рассказать про своего очень большого любимого товарища.
I want to speak about my dear and beloved friend Дима. He always in contact with us. He lives in a very far away village with very weak internet, and still does whatever is in his power to get to connect to us. He, during the morning lesson, he leaves and tries to find the best spot around in the village with some decent reception. I love him greatly. He's our soul. He cares and concerned about all of us always. Life is just arranged that way, that he is physically forced to be distant, but virtually, we're all together. Everything got mixed. Nobody really knows who's from where. We're all on galaxy. And I really want to be like him, to resemble him. And I envy how great his care is and how much he loves the friends. Thank you very much. Thank you, Igor. Thank you for your very special heart. You lead us to envy you greatly in the friends. Friends, we'll hear one more clip from the lesson where Rav spoke about envy. And we heard from the friends and saw how much we envy each other. And here Rav speaks about a very concrete way about this topic of envy. Speaks about the root of the soul of the friend, the point of envy that is connected to the root of the soul of the friend, that it doesn't necessarily have to do with certain quality of character or anything of that sort, but something special through which we can always advance through the force of envy. And after that, we're also going to have a workshop. We'll prepare another group in Galaxy who will be our focus group. We'll pick Novosibirsk. Novosibirsk, if you can wave to us. Wonderful. So you are the focus group. And the question, the workshop question that will come from Rav at the end of the lesson on the topic of envy. Rav, envy that is building, is constructing, is when you want to be higher than the friend. But not that you want to diminish the friend and lower him, but you want along with him to grow towards the creator, friend. So how do I do it? How do I utilize envy properly? Rav, think like that, feel like that. It's already a prayer. Mach 2. Good morning, Rav. As we see, envy is the greatest motivator. If I don't feel envy towards a friend, I feel joy, I feel pride, but I don't feel pride. What does that mean? Rav, if you don't envy the friends, you don't consider them as great. You consider them as friends, but not as great, greater than you. You must have here more envy. You have to see them as great. You have to depict a picture in which they're really great, and then envy.
PT 29.
Can I say that positive envy can only be when there's greatness of friends and greatness of the goal? Rav. Greatness of the goal, greatness of the Rav, greatness of the friends, greatness of those who are outside of me leads me towards the goal. This is good envy. PT 25.
No, David.
Good morning. How a friend that is with us very long on the path, how can he develop envy? He usually feels that he understands more, that he's closer to Rav, or maybe he's already on the path for so long. How can he create a sense of envy, Rav? It has nothing to do with who's more or who's less, like Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma. it is completely unrelated. I can develop envy, and I can develop envy towards absolutely anyone. Why? Because everyone has his own root of the soul, of his own. And if I look at him, I see that he's special, that he's closer to the Creator. I don't look at him that he's closer to the Creator in relation to me. Rather, that he is, from his point, of course, is closer to the Creator than I am. Because I don't even have his point, which is why I have a foundation, a basis to envy every single one of them. I have a foundation, a basis to envy specifically the root of the soul. So the question is, why the envy of the root of the soul, of the friend, can advance us towards the goal? So let's talk about the point of envy. And again, the question, how can the envy specifically of the root of the soul of the friend can advance us towards the goal? And our focus group, please. Let's try to find it. We can say a lot of things, but let's try to find it. Next. Yeah, I imagine my story before I came to the group. Similar, wondrous and amazing stories I imagine of my friends. And if they have such amazing stories, what amazing points in the hearts do they have? And I envy those points in the hearts, those roots of the soul. I also want to support this history, the story of envy, the point that you see that regardless of everything that is dropped in the person and he continues to advance and nothing can take him off the path, and you envy how this point is so important or crucial to the system, this sense of faith above reason, the connection with the Creator. And of course you envy that point that has such a bright and strong connection. I want to share how I choose what friend to envy. Usually when something doesn't work out or there is a challenge or a difficulty, you find a friend and you say, but he can. He has more problems than you and he's doing it, he's making it. Because you understand that the ego is finding a reason not to do it. And here you have a reason of a friend that ignites you, that gives you strength. And in this way you can grasp onto each and every friend that demonstrates such examples and advance. Next. Of course, the potential, when you see this desire that awakens in a friend. And you don't even see it or suspect. Sorry, lots of background noise. How much... Next. Yeah, I'd like to continue the friends, those unique qualities that exist in them. It feels at this point you need to connect to this unique quality. And only my inclusion in these qualities will be able to sense, to feel how we advance towards the path, towards the goal. To feel that common heart, that oneness, and understand that the Creator has gathered specifically this 10 just picked them, collected them together perfectly and set these conditions. We just need to feel and sense it. Next. Maybe when we look at the friends, that each is connected to the Creator. I don't have a Creator, but my friends have a Creator. And then somewhere there between our connection, there is a Creator. Next.
Зависть, тщеславие и могу напутать гордость или гордыня выводит человека из мира. Сейчас она.
Yeah, just remember that envy, lust, and honor take a person out of the world. And now we begin to understand what type of envy we need to have to be able to come out. Friends, we have reached the end. We can continue this, of course, forever. Now I know that the Creator is within my friends. Thank you everyone for participating from all over the world. It's so amazing. We continue this spirit, continue it together. And from here we can only rise and rise and rise and reach more degrees of connection between us above reason in such strong positive envy of authors. And rise together. Thank you very much. We'll rise together.
Hay un rezo de fuerza para abrir bien los corazones. Cuando la luz asome, dejemos nuestra alma libre y llenaremos nuestros pozos que en el tiempo quedaron secos. Como el árbol crecemos con el brillo en los ojos. Dale, dale, bella jatale, mi subir, caemos y nos levantamos al fin, a subir, unidos a subir. Hay un rezo del corazón que quiere acercarse y dentro de él a un hombre acurrucarse.
Y es fila, shedmaot, shepotchot sharei shamayim. וקושרות הקצוות עוד מעט נלמד לחיות.
אסוביר, אסוביר, אונידוס אסוביר, כאמוס אינוס לבנדמוס אלפין. אסוביר,